す。
This week, one of the largest Czech banks, Komerční banka, admitted that thieves siphoned money from the accounts of 10 of the bank's clients. The money was stolen electronically when thieves were able to access the accounts via information stored on personal computers of people using the online banking service Moje Banka. Although Komerční banka refuses to disclose just how much money was stolen, the bank has covered the client's losses and a criminal investigation is underway. According to the Daily Pravo, an international gang may be responsible for the security breach at Komerční banka. Meanwhile, Komerční banka has introduced added security measures for its online banking clients. An additional PIN code sent by Komerční banka to the client's mobile phone will be needed to access all online accounts. Contracts worth 396 million Czech crowns, or 18 million US dollars, were signed this week in Prague between representatives of Czech companies and a visiting Chinese business delegation. Industry and Trade Minister Milan Urban welcomed the news, saying that new contracts are a positive move because as trade relations stand, the Czech Republic's export to China is more than 10 times smaller than imports from China. Last year, the Czech government approved a strategy for promoting Czech business interests in China, and negotiations over Czech participation in constructing new power plants are underway. In addition, an agreement was signed on a Czech-Chinese joint venture for the assembly of bicycles in the Czech Republic. And the net earnings of Czech gardening and outdoor equipment chain Mountfield fell to 3 million Czech crowns in 2005 from a previous profit of 9.6 million crowns in 2004. In contrast, revenues from the sale of their own goods and services grew to over 2.6 billion crowns in 2005 compared to 2.5 billion a year earlier. Holding their annual general meeting in July, Mountfield shareholders decided that the company will apply about 1.4 million crowns from last year's net profit to settle the loss of previous years. Mountfield has 51 locations throughout the Czech Republic, and surveys show that the trend towards do-it-yourself home and garden projects are increasingly popular in this country. And Banka Snonas AB, a Lithuanian-based bank with a majority of Russian equity, has opened an office in the Czech Republic. The Moscow-based holding Conservice Bank Financial Group, which controls 8 banks in Russia, Latvia, and Lithuania, has a 50% stake in Snonas. The move is part of Converse Bank's strategy for expanding into the European Union market, and there are plans to open another office in Brussels in the near future.